It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, welcome back. It is Pensacola right now on a Friday. Got so many things to talk to you about today, including movies. Got a weekend movie preview coming up here at 4:50. Today's Sign of the Apocalypse this hour as well. Next hour, we've got to talk about the jobs report, and I'll share my thoughts on the ballot amendments that are on the November 8th ballot here in the state of Florida, and or the ballot in basically, it's the amendments to the Constitution, so we'll talk about that coming up next hour as well. Top stories, though, in the news, of course, the big story is Paul Pelosi was attacked. This is Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, her husband. Somebody broke into their home, apparently, and attacked him with a hammer. He's undergoing brain surgery pertaining to this as well. Police do have a suspect, David DePap, and so they're... So far, what they found out about him, if this is the guy that did it, the suspect is somebody who believes that 9/11 was an inside job, believes it was a false flag by the government. That would be a, what's the guy that just lost his lawsuit with the Sandy Hook people? I just went blank on his name. But that was kind of his thing, too. Anyway, six people have been shot outside of a Pittsburgh church during a funeral service for the shooting victim. Oh, boy. That's terrible. One in critical condition, five others injured during that shooting at a funeral. Oh, yeah, Alex Jones. Thank you. Alex Jones was one of the ones touting that it was an inside job. Russia says the 82,000 new draftees have arrived in Ukraine, and he's looks to try to gain more ground. He says that he's enlisted 300,000 new troops to fight in Ukraine, but does not plan on more. Since the invasion, Russia has fired 4,500 missiles, and Ukraine's President Zelensky, says they've shot down 300 drones. Dow closed up 800 points today, but Twitter shares were suspended. If you know, been following the news at all, you know last night Elon Musk took over Twitter officially and immediately cleaned house, firing a bunch of executives immediately. Nobody else yet, but at least initially, got rid of some of the executives that were some of the big problems with what was going on with Twitter, their mindset. President Biden getting scrutinized for falsely claiming that the most common gas price when he took over office was $5 a gallon. Of course, he's the first president ever to actually hit an average of $5 a gallon. Even President Obama didn't hit an average of $3 a gallon. He was over four, but not over five. Not over five. He's the first president ever to hit over five, and he keeps going out there and saying that the most common gas price was over $5 a gallon when he took office. A lot of people are just saying it's staggering lies. I question whether or not he even understands, but there you go. President Obama, speaking of which, is out there trying to help Democrats in the midterms now, trying to boost them up as more and more polls are coming out and showing that it looks like the Republicans are going to start running away with it. Now, we actually have word that Jerry Lee Lewis has passed away. A couple days ago, word came out that he died, and they said no, it was a hoax. Now, the word is coming out that he has died at age 87. Okay. Then in other news, where did it go? Oh, yeah. Flu hospitalizations are rising dramatically and earlier than ever, according to the CDC. This is the earliest, this is the most severe the flu season has been this early on in more than 13 years. So there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Some more news stories here for you, but first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Slow traffic on Highway 90 right now. If you're leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the Causeway, expect those afternoon slowdowns due to construction. Only one lane open in the eastbound direction, and it's real backed up on Scenic Highway right now, getting closer to the intersection of Scenic and Davis. You're about to get onto the Causeway, so just keep that in mind. It's definitely going to be a slow one this afternoon. Also, we have slowdowns on Chemukla Highway in the northbound direction as you're approaching Education Drive. It's going to be right near Sims Middle School. It's backed up to just about Norris Road. So expect some slowdowns there too. We had a call in letting us know it was a disabled vehicle as well as construction causing some delays. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. 3 Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge also looking good. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Pending home sales fell 10% in September. That was worse than expected. U.S. pending home sales fell by the most in 2 years as interest rates continue to rise. Yesterday, we said that they soared over 7% for the first time in 20 years, and it does look like we might get close to 8%. As the Federal Reserve has already said, they're planning on raising the interest rate another 0.75 point, at least once more. U.S. consumer spending rose dramatically. Wage growth actually went up just a little bit. Those are both, I guess, fairly good news. So yesterday we talked about how GDP actually increased for the first time in 3 quarters. Like this was the first time, in 2 quarters. And We were speculating about why. Was it just excess government spending? Was it more exports? Well, according to this, it looks like there's consumers, you and me, we're spending more. So there you go. That was kind of a surprise right there. And final story here for you. Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen split after 13 years of marriage. According to them, quote, we have grown apart. That's been one of the big stories, especially in the sports world. It's dominating the sports world, but I've seen it in other news organizations as well. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Got top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So remember yesterday we talked about how the Python, the Florida Python Challenge wrapped up. They captured 231 pythons. The largest python captured was 11 feet long. And the person who captured it ended up winning $1,500. So here the official like Python Challenge ended a few days ago. And last night, deputies in Collier County in Jacksonville caught a 14-foot Burmese python in a Naples neighborhood. And yeah, so it apparently somebody said they saw a big snake in between bushes between two homes at night. So they called the police. Deputies located it. One of the Jacksonville County deputies, quote unquote, humanely euthanized it. What does that mean? A shot to the head? I mean, come on. How do you humanely? It's not a human. Anyway, so they captured a snake. This thing's a monster. They captured this thing. This was a bigger snake than all of them that were captured during the Python Challenge. Like these guys would have won $1,500 if it was just like 3 days ago. Anyway, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. The Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival is set for Friday, November 4th through Sunday, November 6th, downtown in Seville Square. Enjoy 3 days of painting, sculptures, jewelry, and Pensacola Symphony, crafts, and food. Admission to the festival is free. There's $2,500 in prize money awarded. This year, they welcome 26 states, 54 artists are from Florida, 18 are local. Get more details on our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Police officers that responded to the assault against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband today being praised by the police chief in San Francisco.
I'd like to thank the responding officers for their swift action this morning.
The suspect, of course, attacked Paul Pelosi with a hammer this morning at their home. He's facing numerous charges. Twitter's new owner says there's not going to be account reinstatements, at least right away.
Elon Musk tweeted, a content moderation council will be formed to evaluate the platform. He says it will include widely diverse viewpoints. Several prominent figures are banned from Twitter over controversial remarks. That includes former President Trump. Musk also says no major content decisions will be made until that council meets. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A majority of Americans now say crime is on the rise in their communities. There's a new Gallup survey. It found 56% of people have reported that there's more crime in the area where they live. Gallup says that's the highest number in 50 years, and 78% of people say there's more crime across the country right now. And Bobby, sad news. Of course, we kind of had the announcement yesterday, so apparently it was close yesterday, but rock and roll legend Jerry Lee Lewis has died now today at 87. Of course, that report yesterday was released and then retracted.
Yeah, I got me wondering about that. Like, when I saw this word that he came out, that he passed away, I'm like, okay, is this another hoax? Is this another fake news type thing? Is it just a situation where they maybe like thought he was about to die, so they just accidentally released it too early? Like, how did the word come out yesterday, and then all of a sudden today he really did die?
Yeah, so it seems like they must have been kind of preparing for it, and I guess it just got out a little bit too soon.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. But yeah, very sad right there. We just 87 years old though, so
definitely a full life, that's for sure.
Definitely lived a full life, no doubt about that. I saw this concerns about crime, and you know what you were talking about, that more people are thinking that crime is getting bigger. I'm not sure, because there were some times, man, like in the 80s, there were some communities that were, it was just like it just felt dangerous to, like, you were just told, like, don't go to New York City, don't go to this place, you know. But I do think what's weird now when it comes to crime is the influence of social media on crime. For example, the knockout challenge. You hear about the knockout challenge? This is like when people just try to sneak up to somebody and just try to knock them out with one punch, a total stranger. This is the kind of thing that didn't happen before. Like, if there was violence, if there was crime, it's because they were trying to steal your wallet. You know, they're trying to steal your purse. They're trying to steal your wallet. They were trying to do something to get gain, not just to be violent, just for the sake of being violent.
Yeah, now they're doing it just for the views on TikTok.
Exactly.
Yeah,
just for the views on TikTok. Yep, exactly. That's what I mean. It's like, that part is quite a bit different. Like, we didn't have that growing up. And yeah, I would definitely say that there's some concerns with it as far as that goes. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Well, still slow-moving traffic on Highway 90. This is due to construction. Eastbound directions only down to one lane, as well as FHP is reporting an accident in the slowdowns as well. So before you even get to the Scenic Highway Davis Highway intersection, you're going to be backed up on Scenic as you're trying to head towards this, towards the causeway. Other than that, we're checking in clear throughout I-10 and I-110. Our slowdowns on Chemukla Highway have cleared up. And we do have some everyday afternoon traffic on Highway 90 throughout Milton. This is going to be going in the westbound direction, going into downtown Milton, going over Blackwater River, as well as westbound at Glover Lane. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Coming up here next, speaking of crime, you know, we can look at, you know, New York City and San Francisco and all these places like that. But what's that got to do with me, right? What about here? We have a new survey from UWF Haas Center pertaining to what local residents here think about crime in our area. That's next on News Radio 92.3.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
Goodness gracious. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A little tribute there to Jerry Lee Lewis. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So good point here. I was saying that one of the top stories is that consumer spending has gone up in the past month. Texter here, we're spending more because things cost more. There's that part of it too. Yeah, that's quite unfortunate. Unfortunately, the There was a new poll from the University of West Florida Haas Center, Pensacola Resident Satisfaction Survey. They emailed postcards to poll residents, had a link and a QR code to take the survey. And they looked at like this year's results compared to last year's results. And these are some of the things to look at. Crime. Let's look at crime reduction. Only 2% strongly agree that we've reduced crime compared to last year. Then close was 7% were unsure. Then 14% agree that crime improved compared to last year. But the biggest number was strongly disagree. 27% strongly disagree that crime reduced and improved since last year. 23% believe that. So over 50% think no, crime did not reduce. What about neighborhood safety? It's a little bit better numbers there, but it's still over about 40% who think neighborhood safety has gotten better. Traffic safety, same thing here. About almost 50% saying it's either. Basically, it's gotten a little bit worse. So, overall, Pensacola satisfaction, down.
Fox News, I'm Mary Corsetti. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband.
Little Diddy.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, for a limited time, you can help support Pensacola Egg Fest by pre-purchasing a demo Big Green Egg at 25% off. Yeah, these are going to be so you got to buy it now. They'll use it for the event, which obviously that means they're going to pre-season it. They'll cook on it, and then you get to take it home. So you can get it at 25% if you buy it now so they can use it for the event. They have 60 extra large and large eggs and 10 mini-max eggs that are going to be used for the event. So go to PensacolaEggFest.com to reserve yours today. Hurry up. They will go quickly. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Just a reminder, you can download our mobile app. Just look for the News Radio Pensacola app in your app store. News Radio Pensacola. If you do so, you can check out podcasts of this show as well as Andrew McKay's show and Pep Talk. Also, of course, you can listen to the live stream. Check out national and local news. So be sure to download our mobile app today. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Top three stories. Paul Pelosi, husband of Speaker of the House Nancy, is undergoing brain surgery after being attacked with a hammer. And this morning when it first happened, there was speculation about, okay, was this just a break-in or was it politically motivated? It's starting to look more and more like it was politically motivated as the individual allegedly was yelling, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" Fact check, President Biden falsely claiming the most common gas price was over $5 a gallon when he took office. That's starting to go viral. And the Dow closed 800 points up, but Twitter shares were suspended after Elon Musk took over Twitter today, or late last night, sorry. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
High school football tonight. Escambia County Atmore is at Northview. Escambia County, Florida is at Tate. Pensacola Catholic is at West Florida. Booker T. Washington is going to be at Pine Forest tonight. Pensacola High School is at Walton. Jay is headed to Alabama to play Blackshire. Pace is at Milton. And Navarre is at Gulf Breeze. Then tonight we've got Major League Baseball. First game of the World Series, the Phillies taking on the Houston Astros, 7:03 first pitch. That game is going to be on Fox. The NBA is going to be on ESPN tonight, beginning at 6:30 with the Pacers against the Washington Wizards, followed by the New Orleans Pelicans against the Phoenix Suns. NHL hockey will be on ESPN Plus, and with that, yeah, and they're also on NHL Network. Then NCAA football tonight, you got a couple of games. One of them's on ESPN2 at 7 o'clock. Eastern Carolina is playing BYU at 7 o'clock on ESPN2. CBS Sports Network has Louisiana Tech playing FIU at 7 o'clock. Then, coming up tomorrow. Actually, I'll give you your weekend. Nah, I can hit this real quick. So, tomorrow in college football, Florida State Seminoles are playing Georgia Tech. We have that game for you live right here on News Radio 92.3. Kickoff is at 11. Florida's playing number one Georgia tomorrow. Miami's playing Virginia. Auburn is playing Arkansas, and USA is playing Arkansas State. Alabama is off tomorrow. On Sunday, Jacksonville Jaguars are going to be playing the Broncos in the early game, 8:30 in the morning. They're playing in London. So Jaguars against the Broncos in London. The Buccaneers, of course, played the Ravens last night and lost 27-22. Saints are playing the Raiders. Sunday night football is going to be the Packers against the Bills, and Monday night football is the Bengals against the Browns. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. I'll give you your sports news.
Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the Causeway is heavy slowdowns, and even heavier than we've been having these past couple days. So you'll start seeing these slowdowns on Scenic Highway as you're approaching the Davis Highway Scenic intersection right near the Tom Thumb. So seeing some heavy slowdowns there. FHP is also reporting that there was an accident a little while ago in these slowdowns. So that may be causing some heavier slowdowns for today. It does clear up before you get off the causeway, before you get to Woodbine Road. It will be cleared up. But just keep that in mind. Also, throughout Milton, we do have some traffic on Highway 90 in the westbound direction going into downtown Milton, as well as at Glover Lane on Highway 90 in the westbound direction, and both directions on Glover Lane in between Berry Hill Road and Hamilton Bridge Road. Extremely slow traffic throughout Pensacola. I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Posted speeds. See something else? Give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
In sports news, of course, the big news today, Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen have officially filed for divorce after 13 years. Number one quarterback recruit, Arch Manning. This is the nephew of Eli and Peyton Manning. Arch Manning, who's already committed to Texas, well, now apparently he's going to enroll early at the University of Texas in January. Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebacker Shaq Barrett got injured last night. Now we know he's going to be out for the season with the torn Achilles tendon. Oh, that's just a terrible injury. Speaking of injuries, wide receiver Cooper Kupp of the Rams has joined other calls for grass fields to replace artificial turf after a slew of injuries at SoFi Stadium. Remember yesterday we said that the head coach Pete Carroll for the Seahawks is asking the NFL to review once again injuries on grass fields compared to injuries on artificial turf. According to head coach for the Broncos, Russell Wilson will start on Sunday in London against the Jaguars for the Broncos. In the NBA, sources are saying that Russell Westbrook is going to start coming off the bench for the Lakers. And Obama, former president, is involved with a group that is looking to buy the Phoenix Suns. So Obama might be a minority owner of the Phoenix Suns very soon. And those are your top stories in sports. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. One of the big stories that went on this week, I heard Jenna talk about it on Pep Talk. I heard Andrew talking about it this morning, and I heard Brian Kilmeade talking about it a couple days ago. It's been a big story, which is the U.S. government spending billions of dollars on electric school buses. Big thing that Kamala Harris, vice president, is trying to promote and push and tout. And all I could think about was how much you and I talked about the problems that electric vehicles have had from Hurricane Ian. One, the people who had electric cars didn't feel confident that they could evacuate in their electric car, because if it broke down, you can't just go get a gas can and go fill it up, right? And nobody's towing when everybody's trying to leave town. So a lot of the people just left their electric cars behind because they didn't feel like that was reliable enough to get them out, like to evacuate. Then two, going along with that, by the way, is what would happen if 90% of the vehicles that people own are electric cars, which is the goal of this administration and others. Then you would have situations like this where you need buses then to leave. Oh, wait a minute. Did you hear that the state of Florida is switching all of our ECAT buses to, like, not just ECAT, but all of our buses to electric? Yeah, we're switching our buses to electric. So you couldn't even use an electric bus to evacuate because it would die. Then the another problem was the salt water that came in from the storm surge is interacting with these batteries, and it's causing these electric batteries to spontaneously combust. Now, just imagine you've got all these batteries that are spontaneously combusting. And then on top of that, you've got school buses, too. Oy vey. So there was that. Now, there's this story. United Airlines is aiming to have electric planes flying by 2030. Electric planes to be flying by 2030. Why don't they just make them solar planes? I mean, why not? You're up there in the sky all the time. They can just, I don't know. That was sarcasm. I don't know how much power. Maybe it'll work. I mean, because after all, one of the things we know about electric cars, one of the reasons why I like driving electric cars, they're fun, is they have a lot of torque. So that kind of 0 to 20 miles an hour oomph, or in case of electric cars, 0 to 60 miles an hour oomph, maybe that's all they need in order to get these planes off the ground. And then I don't know about flying up in the sky, but you know, we talk about using fuel like gasoline fuel, diesel fuel and stuff. I mean, airplanes use a special formulation of fuel and they go through that fuel like crazy. I just can't imagine how they could design an electric plane that could do it. But okay, I don't know. I guess we'll see. Apparently, there's been some experimentation already going on, and now the United Airlines saying that they're hoping by 2030. I mean, that's 8 years, less than 8 years at this point. Less than 8 years, they're wanting to have electric planes flying people, humans. Okay, I don't know. Maybe. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And, thank you very much. Somebody's saying thank you for reporting on the electric vehicles. Here's a text. Can we just bring back to stage? Can we just bring back to stagecoach and wagon trains? Yeah, just bring back the stagecoach and wagon trains. I just need a horse. Give me a horsey. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, weekend movie preview. Stick around. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still do have slow traffic on Highway 90. Got a call into the traffic line just a little bit ago. FHP was reporting that there was an accident there around an hour ago. Got a call in with some clarification. It was actually a car that was on fire off to the side. So that was around an hour ago, but we are still seeing some slowdowns just due to the construction and due to those slowdowns. So you'll start seeing some delays before you get to Scenic Highway, Davis Highway intersection. That's right by the Tom Thumb. That's going to continue throughout Highway 90 Causeway in the eastbound directions only has one lane open. So keep that in mind. Also, just some typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90 throughout Milton. This is in the opposite direction heading westbound. And Glover Lane, both the north and southbound lanes in Milton, in between Berry Hill Road and Hamilton Bridge Road, expect some slowdown. See something else or have clarification or details, give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. And this traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. And with Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick. David?
Well, Bobby, just got this one in. A former tennis coach that's apparently been on the run for 15 years now after being caught having a relationship with a 16-year-old girl has now been arrested. Now, this is from Okaloosa County. The sheriff's office there says they've tracked down 70-year-old Mark Burns. Apparently, he was working for a deli that's owned by the 12 Tribes cult in Plymouth, Massachusetts. He was accused of having a relationship with a 16-year-old girl in 2006-2007. Apparently, he admitted that to the girl's mother, and when she called the police, by the time they got to his home, He was on the run. He was had disappeared. That was the last anybody had seen of him. Until now, he's now in the Plymouth County Jail, and he'll be extradited back to Okaloosa County soon.
All right, there you go. Hey, it's Friday. Let's talk some movies.
Now.
It's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, weekend movie preview here. A few things going on. First of all, Pray for the Devil is out in the theaters. It's P-R-E-Y. Pray, like, you know. So it's PG-13. It's a bit of a horror flick, starring Jacqueline Byers and Virginia Madsen. A nun prepares to perform an exorcism and comes face-to-face with a demonic force with mysterious ties to her own past. Ugh. The Good Nurse is out on Netflix, starring Eddie Redmayne and Jessica Chastain. It's rated R. It is based on true events. Nurse Amy is shocked to learn that one of her colleagues is found responsible for the murder of dozens of patients over a period of 16 years across 2 states and 9 hospitals without being charged. And yeah, this is based on true events. It's on Netflix. Also on Netflix, Wendell and Wild. It is a digital, it's a digital animation film from Jordan Peele and Keegan-Michael Key. Two scheming demons strike a deal with a punk rock-loving teen so they can leave the underworld and live out their dreams in the land of the living. It's Wendell and Wild on Netflix and on Apple TV Plus, a documentary I'm looking forward to watching. Louis Armstrong's Black and Blues. It's a documentary about Louis Armstrong, so looking forward to checking that one out. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That is, that's about it for your weekend movie preview. Oh, I did want to share this real quick. Top non-scary Halloween movies that won't give you nightmares. Number 5, Death Becomes Her. Number 4, Super 8. Number 3, Practical Magic. Number 2, Edward Scissorhands. And number 1, Beetlejuice. The top 5 scariest movies of all time, according to experts. It Follows, The Shining, Paranormal Activity, Halloween, the very original one, and The Exorcist. There you go. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Let me just tell you about today's sign of the apocalypse real quick. A guy found a wedding ring in the ocean using a metal detector. He was able to track down the owner. And he gave the ring to the owner, and the owner said, go throw it back in the ocean. And so he did.